已经超过了30多%。
2 days ago, the Chernobyl incident shows us that 30% of all the rescuers are already dead by now.
那些人当时去叫抢救那些受原子能的这个辐射线影响受伤的人。
There was a nuclear contamination, and these rescuers were there to save the people.
他救同胞。
They were there to save their people.
救的时候他自己也得了辐射线。
But they themselves were exposed to the.
起先好像看不到什么。
And they cannot tell in the beginning.
现在已经超过几万人。救人的人自己死了。
And now tens of thousands people have died because of radiation.
这不是科学吗？
Is this science?
是科学。
It is scientific.
还只能是很伟大的吗？
And nuclear power is great.
很伟大的发现。
It's a great discovery.
昨天，整个苏联的国会下议院已经决定废除禁止，还只能全面禁止的条约，他们答应。
But just yesterday, the Russian parliament has agreed to abolish nuclear weapons.
所以科学在纯粹的理论层面的时候不太危险。
When science is a pure theory, it's not very dangerous.
当现在的使用科学的时候，人犯罪的良心的动机就开始为利己的缘故损害别人。
But when it is used in practical terms because of our own sinful desires, we harm others.
所以你的万物都附在人的脚下是很幸福的事情吗？
Is it a great thing to have all things under our dominion?
除非人先附在神的权柄的下面。
The first thing that must happen is that we must be under the dominion of God.
神比人更高。
God is higher than man.
人比物更高。
And man is higher than things.
这个总原则理清楚了以后，
After you understand this general principle,
回头再看第五节跟第九节，你开始就另外一件事情。
Then you realize something else when you compare verse 5 and verse 9.
我们说将来的世界。
The world that is to come.
上帝原没有交给天使来管。
It is not to angels that he has subjected it.
那么交给谁管呢？
Then to whom did he give it?
交给人管，对不对？
He gave it to man.
不是交给天使。
He did not give it to an angel.
他交给人去管。
He gave it to man to rule.
那么人犯罪了会不会管呢？
But after we have sinned, can we do that?
人会修理看守这个园子吗？
Can we still take care of this garden?
人会保护这个大自然吗？
Can we still protect the environment?
人会使世界更和谐，更照着神的旨意运行吗？
Can we make the world a more harmonious space in accordance to the will of God.
我们假冒科学的名义。
We use the name of science.
我们用人管制万有的权柄。
We use the authority to rule over all things.
我们把上帝所造的这个世界这个自然弄得乱七八糟。
And we abuse the nature that God has given to us.
生态的不平衡。
The imbalance in the environment.
Ozone 的扩散。
The expansion of the ozone layer.
这个世界天空气的污染。
The pollution in the air.
都是科学家给我们带来了另外的灾祸。
All this came about from the disasters that the scientists have given to us.
一方面从科学领受了对管制自然所给我们的方便。
On the one hand, we have the conveniences that brought about by science.
另外一方面我们从科学对自然破坏得到了灾祸和危险的未来。
On the other hand, we have received all the disasters that will come about because of science.
那么人真的管制了世界吗？
Do we really have dominion over all things?
没有。
No.
所以这里呢，希伯来书的作者在第九节开始讲另外的话语。
The author of Hebrew therefore tells us something else in verse 9.
那第八节的最后他怎么讲呢？
At the end of verse 8,
直到如今我还不见万物都负他。
He says, yet at present we do not see everything subject to him.
什么意思呢？
What does this mean?
上帝的创造世界的第一天。
On the first day of creation,
已经定下了万物要附在人的脚下。
God has already determined that all things must be under the dominion of man.
末世的时代，
but towards the end days,
还看不见这个事情成功。
It has still not happened.
那这什么意思呢？
What does this mean?
这是不是表示上帝空谈？
Does that not mean that God has been wrong?
或者上帝的旨意失败呢？
Or that His will has failed?
这是两个可能性。
This is two possibilities.
我再讲一次。
Let me say this again.
上帝要人管制万有。
God wants man to rule over all things.
直到今天我们还没有看见这个事情。
But till today we have not seen this happen.
天使管制万有吗？
Are the angels ruling over all things?
上帝没有派天使管。
And God did not send it to the angels.
上帝派人管吗？
Did God give to man?
是的。
Yes.
四天地的八天告诉我们。
Psalms 8 tells us.
那么人管制了万有吗？
But do we have true dominion?
没有。
No.
没有人管制万有。
Not a person has done
that. 我们管一点点就死掉了。
We are able to rule over a little bit of things and then we die.
最会管的像苏哈多32年，现在也下去。
The most capable like Suharto, 32 years.
所以根本没有人管制万有。
So not a single person has done that.
那如果上帝要人管制万有？
If God has willed that man rule over all things,
还没有人管制万有,
but we have not seen a single person doing that, there's only two possibilities.
一个可能性, 上帝是在空谈。
First of all, it's God saying empty things.
没有的事情。
And it is not true.
上帝讲空话。
And God has said wrong things.
上帝没有讲空话，结果呢有失败，所以到现在这个计划没有成功。
The second one is that God has spoken the truth, but He has failed.
那么两个哪一个可能？
Which one is more possible?
第一个可能性是不存在。
The first is not possible.
因为神之所以是神。
Because for God to be God,
他是真理的本体。
He is the essence of the truth.
他有真实的本性。
He is true in His nature.
他是诚实、诚信、真实的上帝。
He is the true God.
他所说的一定要去实行。
What He has said must be true.
他说是万物都伏在人的权下，他讲的这个话一定要真的事情出来。
So if He says that all things are under the dominion of man, then it must be true.
那第二
，Secondly，
为什么他讲的这句话现在没有人统治万有呢
？But why is it that we do not see anybody doing this？
一定有一些事情发生。
That must be because of something.
是人失败，所以计划不成功。
Perhaps God has failed.
或者人失败不能达到这个目的。
Or perhaps man has failed.
神失败，计划不成功的可能性也没有。
It is not possible that God has failed.
因为神是全能的神。
Because God is Almighty God.
神是无所不能的上帝。
He is the omnipotent God.
他没有可能失败，不能达到他的愿望。
It is impossible for him to fail.
那么是不是人失败了呢
？And what about men?
是。
Yes, we have failed.
人失败了。
Man has failed.
按地位而论。
Based on our status,
人是高过万有的。
We are higher than all things.
按原先的计划而论。
Based on the original purpose of creation.
万物都附在人的下面。
All things are under us.
按实际而论。
But in the practical terms.
晚上睡觉到一半，一只蚊子朝你，你就没有办法抓到它。
If you are sleeping at night and a mosquito fly around, you don't have the ability to catch it.
你有这样的经验吗
？You have such experiences.
你说在新加坡大概没有这样的经验。
You say in Singapore probably not so.
你们去做宣教士，给蚊子咬几次，你更明白我讲什么道理。
So you should be a missionary. And be bitten by mosquitoes.
你半夜睡到一半，蒙一个蚊子来。
In the middle of your sleep, the mosquito came.
你这里痒痒，爬爬爬爬爬。
And you keep stretching.
那边痒痒，爬爬爬爬。
All over the place.
最后你想，我一直爬爬自己，我打死它更好。
In the end, you say, "Let me kill the mosquito."
你就睁开眼睛来。
You open your eyes.
看不见它。
You cannot see the mosquito.
没有灯光。
No light.
就听着在那里飞。
You keep hearing the noise.
你就在这里，你啪打的时候。
When you try to hit the mosquito,
结果打不到。
You miss.
到最后呢，把自己打得痛得半死。
And the end, you hit yourself.
打到你痛得半死，你不打不打了。
And then you give up.
结果嗡嗡还在那里。
And the mosquito is still alive.
你想起了万物还没有附在人的权柄。
Then you realize that all things is under
the. 原来还没有附在人的权柄下面。那为什么呢
？Why is this?
我今天要告诉你，人的统治权从君王做不成功，这个重要的问题和罪的关系是什么？
What is the relationship between our failure and sin?
我相信没有人这段圣经是这样解释法的。
I think very few people will explain it this way.
但我要你把整个圣经的总原则搞通了。
But I want you to understand the general principle of the Bible.
你一定要注意听下一段再讲。
You must listen to this carefully.
当约伯犯罪。
When Job sinned.
而不觉悟自己犯罪。
When he did not understand his sin.
根据当时的社会状况相对来说。
Because in the relative condition at that time,
他是最完全的。
He was the best person.
他是最良善的。
He is the best.
他是敬畏上帝。
He feared God.
是行为正直的。
And he had a straight life.
他是对人有礼貌的。
He was courteous.
他甚至眼睛里有结了婚不再看处女，你有没有这样做过？
He had a covenant with his eyes that after he got married, he would not look at the virgin.
这个人是神圣的圣人哦。
This is a true saint.
目不溜来溜去的。
And his eyes would not just travel around.
有了太太就是太太，犯罪。
After he married, he just faithful
to the wife. 不再看东看西了。
He will not look other places.
什么美女世界小姐管他的。
He doesn't care what kind of models.
我有那个世界老姐就好了。我不再看别人了。所以呢，他说我以眼睛利用。
So he said, I have a covenant with my eyes.
我岂能妄做那些处女吗
？I will not look at other
places. 这样神圣的人
，such a great，
这样伟大的人
，such a saint。
当然，他认为自己没有罪了，对吗
？Of course, he thinks that he's sinless.
所以呢，他以上帝辩论的。
So he debated with God.
为什么我这样好
？Why is it I'm so
good？ 为什么你给我受苦
？But you made me suffer.
你到底有没有眼睛
？Do you have eyes？
你到底有没有公义
？Do you have justice？
他是不是这样辩论的
？Did he debate this way？
他不敢这样对上帝讲。
He dare not say that.
就是要明白。
But he wanted to understand.
你告诉我。
Tell me.
好像我知道。
So that I understand.
我为什么受这个苦
？Why am I suffering？
我为什么受这个苦
？Why am I suffering？
他也问为什么，就表示他没有什么，对不对
？The more he asks means that he has no faith.
我都没有什么，为什么会苦呢？
It means that he has nothing wrong with him. Why?
那个什么到底是什么
？What is this why?
以至于那个什么我要这样苦
？And why is it
suffering? 你告诉我那个什么是什么
？Tell me why.
上帝们说是这个存
We God tell him the reason.
上帝不是人,
God is not man.
不会给你的指挥的,
God will not be
controlled.
When you demand this from God,
上帝说你说什么?
God say, what are you talking about?
你要跟我辩论?
Are you going to debate me?
上帝这又不能回答,是我从12岁开始莫名其妙的一件事情。
The response that God gave to Job was a curious one. God, what have I sinned against you?
上帝说你看过鳄鱼吗?
And God said, have you seen the crocodile?
鳄鱼很厚的,
the
很硬的,
is thick and
你倒插不进去的,
you cannot kill it.
你是那个刺透它呢?
You cannot break it.
上帝不要转话题吧?
You see, God, don't change the subject. What kind of sin did I have? And God said, look at the stars. Can you count it?
你上帝说你知道羊的胎里面怎么生出来的吗?
Can you understand how the lamb is conceived?
骨头在里面怎么长成的吗?
And how the bone is formed. The more you study Job, the more confused you become.
你怎么会这样的?
Why is this the case?
所以我也问上帝,为什么你这样讲?
So I ask God, why do you answer this way?
上帝,为什么你回答又不这样?
Why is your answer in this manner?
那上帝又怎么回答我呢?
What did God say?
他又回答你再读吧。
God says, go study again.
为什么你不再读得清楚?
Why don't you study further?
你不能读那个词句,
don't just read the verse.
总经历出来,
try to understand the essence. The general principle. Then I understand that we must base on the general principle. If not, we will not understand. In the end, I understood something.
上帝说什么呢?
What did God say?
你能管自然吗?
Can you rule over nature?
你有管制自然权柄?
Do you have the power to rule over nature?
你说你没有罪吗?
You said you're sinless.
如果你没有罪, 怎么你没有管制大自然的权柄?
If you're not sin, if you're not sinless, how can you not rule over all things?
你一只鳄鱼都没有办法,
you can't even rule over a crocodile.
不要是天上的心,
let's not talk about the stars.
不要是母腹中间那个胎骨头怎么成的,
or about the how the bones are formed.
你什么都不懂,
you don't know anything.
如果你是完全的,
if you are perfect,
人应当管理管理,
you should have dominion over all things.
你不必跟我辩论有没有,
you don't have to debate with me.
你有没有管理万有的权柄?
Do you have the power to rule over all things?
君王的身份还在吗?
Do you have the kingly duty?
君王的功用还在吗?
Do you have the functions of the king?
你告诉我,
tell me.
又不知道最后怎么讲呢?
What did Job say in the end? He cannot answer
anymore.
In the end, his consciousness is not explained. He says, God,
我从前风闻有你,
and in the end, I hear about you. Every day, just
我从前风闻有你,
in the end, I hear about you.
我经过亲眼看见你,
but now I saw you with my own eyes.
什么意思呢?
What does this
你,
mean?
你是神?
You are God.
只有你管理万有,
only you can rule over all things. We cannot.
你造人的时候,
when you made man,
本来要人管理万有,
originally, you want us to have dominion.
现在到现在还没有管理万有,
but we have not done so.
你原来要人管理一切被造的,
in the beginning, you want us to have dominion over all things. All things are under our feet. But till today, it has not happened. It means that we have not reached your original plan. Why is this the case? Because we have sinned. We have lost our original purpose. We have lost our original value and our status in the universe. I have seen you now. And now I will regret in my life. Why? Because I'm ashamed that I dare to debate you. There are very special principles in the book of Job. What do you want, Job?
你要祝福吗?
Do you want blessings?
很简单,
it's very simple.
我要祝福你啊, 我要赐福给你, 你就可以到了双倍。
I can give you double your original blessings. But before you truly repent, do not expect blessings. But when you receive double portion of the blessings, you know that all your servants and your cows and donkeys will be double.
Your camel, your cow, your lamb, your sheep, 都可以两倍。
Except your children,
啊, 你的孩子不能养,
but not your children.
为什么呢?
Why?
因为你的孩子死了不等于没有了,
because when your child is dead, it doesn't mean that they've disappeared.
动物死了就没有了,
this is the case for animals.
要两倍就要真正再给你两倍,
so to double it, they just physically double it.
你孩子死了不是没有了,
but your children did not just die.
因为你的孩子是有永恒灵魂的, 所以他死了在我这里还在,
Because they have eternal spirit, they are with the Lord.
只要再给你一倍,
I just give you one more, it's double the
number.
So since the number is still with him, then it's truly doubling.
The
entire book of Job talks about humanity. The position of man. The value of the spirit of man. The difference between man and
animals.
The status and power of man within the created world. All these things are not recorded properly. But when the author of Hebrews says, up till today, we do not see everything subjected to
us.
What does this mean?
直到今天,
it means that till today we are still living in sin, we need salvation. At the end, he shows us this principle of man needing salvation. We cannot rule over all things. It means that we have lost something. Not only have we lost our status, we have lost the ability to represent God as created in the image of God and the value of our spirit. Then how do we judge our relationship between man and nature? We use the word of Christ. What did Christ say? If man can gain the whole world but lose his soul, what does it profit him? If you think that you have all things just because you have dominion and gain all things, you do not realize that your spiritual problems have not been solved. When the greatest person talk about his own ethics and morality, and God will not applaud it,
上帝说,
God will say, you don't have to discuss this with me. Just tell me, can you have dominion over all things?
你说我不能,
you say no.
那么你就静静承认你有罪就是,
and just admit that you are sinful.
那你说,
you say, I cannot rule over all things, but I can earn all things. I can earn all the shares in Singapore.
全这个Bill的股票我都拿来,
and all of Microsoft's shares I can
sell.
After that, you realize it's soft.
那怎么办呢?
What will you do?
上帝说, soft,
and God said, it doesn't matter one way or another.
你就是赚了全世界,
if you have earned the whole world
你失去你的魂,
and lose your soul,
所以这样人,
so we cannot solve our problem. We should rule over all things. But we cannot do that. So we want to have, we want to own it and destroy it. We want to own the world.
So
you cannot rule the world. But you want it. You cannot protect the world. So you destroy it. And you want to earn more money. And after you've done all that and lose your soul, what's the point? So our problem with the created world has not been solved. Is this a futile situation? Yes. When it is completely hopeless, we have to ask a question. Is this how we should explain this? You did not send the angels to rule over all things. Does that mean that God himself will rule, or is it given to man? God says send the man to do it. It's not a direct ruling by God. But he put everything under men. And sent men to rule. This is special privilege. This is grace. So that's why the Christians say, what is man that you take care of him? That the Son of Man you are mindful of him. And you sent him. And give him crown of glory. Those who have crown will rule over all things. When you have the crown, it has the same meaning as being crowned as a king. This authority to rule, what kind of authority is this? It is a glorious one. It is one with honor. Honor is something in relation to values.
Honor is concerning axiology. 价值学。那么呢, 荣耀是关系道德伦理学的事情。
And glory is in relation to ethics.
这个很有兴趣的,
and this is something interesting.
当你看尊贵的时候,
when you look at glory,
你去定价位的时候,
when you look at honor, you have position of status.
当你看荣耀的时候,
but when you look at glory,
就提到神性的道德功能在人身上怎么发挥的时候,
it is in relation to the expression of God's honor in us.
神把荣耀和尊贵给我们做冠冕,
and God gave us glory and honor as crowns.
要是人是有价值身份的乎,
it means that we are living being with a status.
人是有道德身份的乎,
we have ethics understanding.
这样我们要用神给我们的尊贵的身份来统管万有,
and we want to rule over all things using the status of honor that God
has given us.
And we want to rule over all things by the status of ethics. Many a times rulers do not care about all these things. They do not do things based on what God has given to them, but by their own strength. They do not use their own ethics as an example for all men. But they use dictatorial means to force other people to listen to them. And so a saint will establish himself based on his ethics. He doesn't use power. He doesn't use his power to win over other people. But he uses ethics as an example to inspire other people. And God gave a crown of glory and honor to men. And gave all created things under his feet. But this is not the case. Not the person who's done that. Not the person who's done that. And this is ideal king. So what did Plato say? When ethics is combined together with knowledge, when power is joined with wisdom, you will have order. If power is separated from wisdom, chaos will occur. From the understanding of Lao Tzu, when you use ethics to treat other people ethically, and you use your own self-righteousness to help other people. Confucius said the same thing. And Lao Tzu said you need to use your ethics in response to other people's revenge. And this is the greatest ethics in relation to social relationship. And these are philosophies that teach us how to take care of each other, but with Jesus Christ it's completely different. What did Jesus say? You must love your enemy and pray for those who persecute you. This is higher than what Confucius and Lao Tzu said. In the end, this understanding in politics and governance, when it is applied to the kingdom of Christ, we see a completely different scenario. And this is what we see in verse 10 and 11. There is no glory and honor. There is no dominion over all things. But we see only Jesus Christ. So in the entire human history, there's only one person. And so the answer is here. Did God rule over all things himself? No, he sent men. Did he send the angels? No, he did not. He sent men. But what kind of men? A man that's slightly lower than angels. Since he's lower than the angels, in the original language, you can translate it to being lower than God. Or treat angels as equal to God. In other words, men being lower than God, to have dominion over all things. Did this refer to the collective man or to Adam or to all mankind? Does that mean that all of mankind can rule over all things? A certain group of people? Or the first person, Adam?
这当然是指人的地位，可以指是全世界人类的综合人的这个身份来想象的。
Of course, this refers to the entire status of man.
但是呢
，However,
没有这样的人。
But there's no such person.
没有看到。
We have not seen one.
人也没有用尊贵荣耀做统治的原则。
We have never used glory and honor as the principles of governance. Then what should we do?
人中间发现一个人。
But among men, there is a true man.
唯独见耶稣基督一人。
But we see only Jesus Christ.
所以现在我们就要解释到这一节了。
And we want to explain this now.
大家一同来看第九节。
Let us look at verse 9.
放在一同开始来读。
Let us read it together.
第九节，一、二、三。唯独见那成为比天使小一点的耶稣，因受死的苦，得了尊贵、荣耀、为冠冕，叫他因着上帝的恩，为人人赏了死位。唯独见那成为比天使小一点的耶稣。
But we see Jesus was made a little lower than the angels.
这一句话是一个整个转机。
So here we see a turning point.
这一句话是整个高峰。
This is the climax.
了解大自然、人性、神、宇宙这关系、统管、君王、权势、尊贵、荣耀这些大题目之后。
After we understand all this great passage about the nature, the cosmos, the prophets, the kings.
你说不是。神空话
You will realize that it's not empty promises by God.
不是理想达不到
Or that God did not reach his ideals.
不是亚当没有做到
Or that Adam has failed.
乃是整个人类都在罪的中间
But that all of humanity is in sin.
所以没有人达到这一点
So not a single person has fulfilled this.
唯独见到耶稣
But we see Jesus.
是历史上有一个人
It means that in history there is a person
叫做耶稣
whose name is Jesus.
哇，你说这个人厉害。
He said this is a great person.
这个人厉害。
This is a great person.
他可以达到这个层次。
He's able to reach this status.
你注意，圣经不是这样讲。
But this is not what the Bible says.
圣经怎么说呢？
What did the Bible say?
唯独见成了这里，那成为比天使小一点的耶稣。
But we see Jesus was made a little lower than the angels.
成了什么意思呢？
What does being made mean?
是一个程式。
It is a process.
一个程序。
It is a procedure.
表示耶稣原不是这样的。
It means that originally he was not like this.
成为比天使小一点。
He was made a little lower.
成为比天使小一点，这个字有两种解释。
There is two explanations for this.
第一个解释。
The first one.
位分比天使低一点。
It's,
就变成耶稣了。
That means his status has been made a little lower than the angels.
第二
Secondly,
这个小一点或者少时或者暂时比天使微小。
The second explanation is temporarily he is made lower than the angels.
这里到底是指位分的或者是指时间的？
What does this refer to? The status or the time space?
从原文的构造来说
From the original language,
两种解释可以并在一起。
We can combine both explanations.
可以指时间。
It can refer to time.
可以指位分。
And also the status.
什么意思呢？
What does this mean?
那一位成为耶稣的那一个人。
That person who became Jesus.
他在地上的时候。
When he was on earth.
是暂时性的。
For a short time.
是比天使更低的。
He was lower than the angels.
所以他暂时比天使微小一点。
So for the time being, he was made a little lower.
你就明白了。
Then you understand this.
所以人间找不到。
You cannot find among men.
天上掉下一个来。
But one came from heaven.
历史里面长不出这样的人。
You have not a person like that in history.
道成肉身进到这个世界。
But God incarnated, we find one.
这样人里面自己没有盼望。
We have no hope among ourselves.
人里面最好的都成为宗教的创办人。
The best among us become religious founders.
宗教创办人是人天才里面最少数目的类别。
Among the geniuses, among men, religious leaders are the most rare.
这个音乐天才是比道德天才可能还更多的。
There are a lot of musical geniuses, much more than ethical geniuses.
科学天才是比音乐天才更多的。
And scientific geniuses are more in numbers than musical geniuses.
经济天才比科学天才更多的。
And economical geniuses are even more than scientific geniuses.
犯罪天才就更多了。
Geniuses in sin are the most numerous.
道德天才是少得不得了。
Those who are geniuses in ethics are very rare.
宗教天才是最少的。
And religious geniuses are the most rare.
整个人类精英里面。
in the entire experience of man,
只有出过几个的这个宗教天主,
there has only been a few religious
Jesus.
We can only speak of a few like Confucius, Shakyamuni, Muhammad, Jesus Christ, and Moses. There are so few of them.
为什么呢?
Why? Because you can see a musical prodigy when he's three or four. But when you identify religious genius, they will die very soon. Because it takes a long time to understand religious needs. So Abraham lived 175 years. And Moses was 120. Shakyamuni was 80. Confucius was 72. Laozi was 80 over. Muhammad was 62. Only Jesus died at 33.5. From the qualification for religious genius, he should not be one of them. But what did the Bible say today? But we see Jesus was made a little lower than the angels, now crowned with glory and honor. What does this mean that temporarily he is smaller than the angels? It means that before that he existed. What we cannot find among men, we can see in God incarnated and living among us to solve the problems that we cannot solve ourselves. And so God did not give us empty promises. His promises have all been fulfilled in Jesus Christ. So we need not be disappointed. God gave us Jesus Christ as man, as intermediary between God and man to fulfill what we cannot accomplish. When we look at man, we are disappointed. Who would you turn to among the saints? All these great people knew that they are sinful. But we only see Jesus Christ. Only see him. Who was made a little lower than the angels. To come to be man. To come to live among us. To live in our bodies. He was a true man, not just acting out a role. He was not here as an actor. But truly he lived among us physically. The Bible gives us three images. The first one, the image of God. Secondly, the image of the servant. Thirdly, the image of sin. When Adam and Eve was first created, what they had in their humanity was the image of God. When they were opposed to God, when they sinned, they had a sinful image. Because they were obedient to Satan. And they gave their body to sin. And their body became the image of a slave. When Jesus came to the world, he became man. But the image he had was not the image of Adam before his sin. He was with God. Philippians chapter 2 tells us, he came as the image of servant. Romans chapter 8 verse 3, he came as with the image of sin. The Bible refers to these three images. We had the image of God. Because of sin, we lost him. So we have lost the original image of God. The image that we have is a stained one.
我们被称为罪人。
We have become sinful men.
被称为罪的奴仆。
We become slave to sin.
神的儿子耶稣到世界上来的。
When the Son of God came,
暂时比天使小一点。
For a short time, he was lower than the angels.
他取的形象是什么？
What kind of image did he
have? 我们刚才所提的第二、第三的形象。
He was the image of the second and third one.
奴仆的形象。
The one of a slave.
罪人的形象。
The one of a sinful man.
只是他没有罪。
However, he did not sin.
这样就解决问题。
This solves our problems.
耶稣基督是绝对顺服神的那一位。
Jesus Christ is the one that's absolutely obedient to God.
他有绝对的权利使万有都顺服。
And so he has the absolute authority to have dominion over all things.
但是他征服万有不是以他的命令，以他的强迫。
But he did not use force to force all things.
乃是以他的尊贵，以他的荣耀。
But he used his glory and honor.
以尊贵荣耀为冠冕来管理万有。
He was crowned with glory and honor to rule over all things.
而基督怎么样得到真正的尊贵？
Where did he get this honor?
基督怎么样得到真正的荣耀呢？
Where did he get this true glory?
他不是用天上原有以父上帝在创造以前同享的荣耀来征服。
He did not conquer the world with the glory that he originally had with God the Father.
他不是以神性的尊贵来统治世界。
He did not rule over the world with the honor of his divinity.
因为那原是神自己的权柄。
Because this act originally came from God.
基督来到世界上要征服世界，要统治万有的时候。
But when Christ came to the world to rule over the world,
先把自己限制在一个肉体里。
He first limited himself within the physical body.
凡是与弟兄相同。
And he was the same as his brethren.
有血肉的身体。
He had a body of flesh.
罪身的形状中间。
The sinful
image, the
image of a slave.
那么他怎样得到尊贵荣耀？
But why did he get this glory and honor from?
这节圣经很奇妙的说。
This is marvelous in this Bible.
借着受苦得到尊贵荣耀。
He got his glory and honor through suffering.
这下个礼拜我们要讲的题目。
And this is what we will talk about next week.
基督的荣耀，基督的尊贵。
The glory and honor of Christ.
成为他永远的冠冕。
Becomes his eternal crown.
是在怎样的程序中方式下面得尊？
How did he get all these things?
这就是灵性的根基。
And this is going to be the foundation of our spirit.
基督才是万事真正的师表。
And Jesus truly is the teacher for all generations.
感谢上。
Thanks be to God.
今天凡是跟随主的。
Today, those of us who follow the Lord.
凡是在教会里面的治理别人的。
Those who rule over other people in the church.
让我们回到主的面前。
Let us return to the Lord.
效法我们主。
To follow his example.
跟随他的教导。
To follow his footsteps.
他是生而成为人。
Knowing that he is God becoming man.
他的人之间而没有人权。
In within us, he does not have the rights of humanity.
他是人却被人轻看。
He was man but despised by men.
我们刚刚纪念基督受难节。
We just remembered the Good Friday.
我们刚刚纪念他为我们死。
We just remembered that he died for us.
受苦得了尊贵荣耀为冠冕。
He got his glory and honor because he suffered death.
用希伯来书的基督论。不是提到荣耀的基督论而已。
The Christology of Hebrews is not one of glory only.
他提到基督受苦的程序成了我们的榜样。
The author talk about how Jesus suffered and so should be our example.
如果你这样读下去，你好像看不到什么。
When you just skim through it, you cannot see anything.
真正明白希伯来书这些重原则的时候。
When you truly understand these general principles in Hebrews.
我保证你越读你会流泪，会受感动，会更爱我们的主。
I am sure you will be moved to tears the more you study this and the more you will love our Lord.
我们人间看不到的时候。
What we cannot see among men.
唯独看见暂时比天使更微小耶稣基督因受苦难得了尊贵荣耀为冠冕。
We can see it through Jesus Christ who received his glory and honor because of his suffering.
因为上帝的恩被人人闪耀思维。
Because of his grace, he tasted death for all men.
就把我们带到神的荣耀里面。
And he brought us into God's glory.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to him.
愿上帝赐福我们。
May the Lord bless us all.
给我们每一次的讲座。
So that every time we gather,
都吸取里面的智慧和灵性。
We are able to receive the wisdom from the word.
我们得着我们效法基督的能力。
So that you become the power for us to follow his example.
我们灵性长进的智慧。
And the wisdom for us to grow spiritually.
我们低头祷告。
Let us pray.